Hello, everybody. Come on in. How are we doing? Let me get all situated here. Okay. Something happened. There we go. All right. Forgive me. Let me get situated. Hello, Zoom user from Florida. And everybody else, how we doing on this April day? It's a little, we got spring here in Arkansas. It's coming. Hello, Miss Janet. Indiana. Oh, Ireland. How's the weather in Ireland? Y'all, I wish I could see. But I gotta put the glasses on for the chat. For Leanne. Yes, how's everybody doing? All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to the binge call. This is, as I like to say, my favorite time of the month. My favorite day of the month where I get to really do what I love. I love everything I do in work, but to really just connect with you all on binging and help you all see it as just something we do every once in a while, a habit we have. We're just giving in to some urges, and just help you all make a little bit of sense of it is what I'm here to do. And of course, I am here to coach you all, so please raise your hand if you want any coaching. This is an open coaching call for binging, and we also have the Q&A box where you can put any questions, and I'm going to pop that up. Oh, Leanne is got her hand raised, so I'll talk to you in just a minute, Leanne, and then at some point I'm going to do a little teaching. But since Leanne's got her hand up, I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. But we're going to talk about wins today, celebrating your wins and the importance of that. That is one of the lessons that's going to be a part of the new binge course that is coming out very soon here in OBS. So stay tuned for that. But I thought I'd give you all a sneak peek on one of the lessons. And so I'm super excited about that. So I've kind of been doing that for the last few months, kind of giving y'all some sneak peeks. Yeah, so I'm really excited to share this because this is something you all can apply right now without the course even being out yet. So, all right, let me, like I said, oh, this is weird. Okay. Yes, the course will be out soon, Andy. So let's just get to coaching and then I'll do my little teaching a little bit later on before we get out of here. And I've got a pretty hard and fast deadline of an hour here, so I want to do as much coaching as I can. All right, Miss Leanne, let's bring you up and see what you got. And again, don't forget about the Q&A box if y'all got any questions. And Kim, I see you're up next. So I'll call on you next. Hello. Let's see. Can I hear you? Oh, I need you to unmute.
I'm so
There
glad I got this one because it's later here, so it's
we
harder
go.
for me to join these. But
Yes, glad you got me.
okay, I'll make this quick. I have a my husband's in the hospital this week. It's very stressful time, and I am just at a loss to understand my behavior around binging because I know all the things I know perfectly well what I'm doing doesn't serve me. I know it's not what I want. I feel like I'm two people living in this one brain, and the other person is just a little brat, and she just wants what she wants when she wants it. And I, no matter what I tell myself, like no matter what, like health concerns I have, or you know, I feel like I literally don't care in that moment when people say, "Oh, I don't care," or "fuck it, eating," or whatever. It's true. In that moment, I don't care. And I care later, but it's like I don't care right now. I'm even to the point of like, this, screw it, I'm 55 years old. If I, this is me, this is the way I am, this is whatever, like there's all kinds of that talk that comes into your head that's kind of like, why are you trying so hard? And but battling it out between the two sides of me is exhausting, and I don't understand it.
Well, and that's why it's not working for you, because you're making it a battle. And of course battles are exhausting, right? Fighting with these different parts of you. And so what I suggest that you do is, let's not make it a battle anymore, because here's what I always say about the part of us that thinks we need to binge. She is so scared, so wanting relief for you in the moment. She is. If this is ne this is anything but a battle. She is. There are not two sides here, or two. There's
Not
not
in
a
that
fight
moment,
going
no.
on.
No.
All of these parts of you are absolutely on your side, but that part of you is so scared that nothing else is going to work. And it has worked before, right? I think that's another thing we've got to remember, is that we have gotten relief, right? We have been able to check out from the stress for a while. And she's like, why do we even need to think of anything else? This will work again. This will work. And so what I recommend you do with her is, instead of calling her a brat and, like really fighting with her, is saying, okay, I know you're just offering up the solution here and thinking, we don't need to think of anything else, but I want to do something different here. I want to take care of myself in a different way this time. So I appreciate you offering that up, but I've got us, and
I
we're going to do it differently this time. What do you
guess I just don't believe that. I think that's the problem, is that I've let myself down for decades about this. I don't like being overweight, and I have been my whole life. I don't like being an out of control eater. I wish I ate better nutrition, all these things. And so I don't really trust that part of me that says, "Oh, well, this time I'm going to do it. This time I'm really serious now. I'm a grown woman. I'm going to make sure I get my fruit and veg and my walnuts and my, meanwhile, I just go right for the cheesies or something. It's
But
crazy.
what
Like
you do, but
it
the reason you don't, but what you do when you do go for the cheesies, right, is you beat yourself up so bad afterwards, it sounds like.
It's not quite that. I've gotten better at that. I used to be terrible on myself. Now I'm much more curious. Now I'm much more, what the hell's happening? Like, why are we doing this? Now I do feel more emotional about it than I should, but I definitely think, why am I doing this? Like, there's got to be something that I think I'm getting out of this when I'm getting nothing out of it except more weight, except.
No, but you are, that's a key thing right there, is you've got to stop saying you're not getting anything out of this, because you are. You
For 5
are.
minutes,
Yeah, for
like,
five, yes, but that is, nothing matters but that 5 minutes in the moment. And
but
so it's
how.
like, okay. Because I hear you, like I hear still the energy, right, is kind of, it's more critical, right? It's more of a, it's not like a just a, big beat down, but it's also like,
I'm just
why,
flabbergasted. It's
right?
like if my kid
But,
makes some decision that I just don't know what they're thinking.
well,
It's
but
really hard, you
what
know?
I want you to do is start understanding why, right? And not being flabbergasted anymore. You're not, it's not confusing. You know why you keep choosing that, because it has worked in the past. And because that voice that offers it up is louder in the moment. So it's like, okay, I know why I did this again. I know why I did this. Don't be confused,
At what
because,
point do you go from being compassionate about that to saying, I know why I did it, but again, just like with a little kid, but we've got to change the way we respond. You
Yes,
know, we
but
can't keep
even
doing
that,
this, you
even,
know.
but you, that, how you just said that right there, the energy was down a little bit. The way
I would
you're
be more
talking to
compassionate to my
yourself.
child. Yes, I would.
Yes.
I
I
would.
always use the example of a child not wanting to do their homework. Oh, they're
Yeah.
going to do their homework.
Yeah.
But aren't you going to say, okay, let's
Yeah.
figure out how to get this done. I'll sit here with you and we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
But you're not just, going on and on about how flabbergasted you are and confused and why can't they do it? No, you treat them with just a little bit more compassion. You take the temperature down, and that's what we've got to do. It's parenting ourselves. Sometimes we call it that. It's treating ourselves more like we would a total stranger
Oh, I
sometimes
know. I'm
and
that's
being
something else that amazes
easier.
me, that
Yeah,
we
easier
can
on ourselves.
we feel so free to just
Yeah.
blast ourselves,
Yes.
and be
And
so
we get so
frustrated, you know?
scared and so like I picture like a stray cat just cowering in a
Yeah.
corner. And so of course we don't feel, like we can do anything different. We have beat ourselves down or we've just, just scared ourselves so much and kind of yelled at ourselves so much. That of course we can't do anything different in the moment.
Do you have any suggestions for when you're in that kind of almost like I call it like the orange haze because of the color of the Cheetos bags, you know? It's like when you're in that orange fog and you just like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Give it to me. I'm gonna eat the whole thing, you know? Do you have any suggestions for how you can just since that is so overwhelming and
Yeah.
it's so much like that's it. Everybody abandon ship. This is what we're doing. I don't care what you say. How can you deflect that? Like, I know I've tried things like going for a walk. I've tried to, do all the things, meditation. I've even done dancing around my living room like a crazy person, you know? But like, none of it really works. I will find myself an hour later going back to get those damn cheesies because that part of me is like, oh, you thought you could distract me. Nice try with the disco and all that. Yeah, nice try. But there's Cheetos
Well,
down there, you know? Like, it's just,
see,
it's.
okay.
I'm pulling out my hair, you know.
Number one is, I mean, and this actually goes back to what I'm going to be talking about in a minute about wins. With you have got to see those pauses that you are putting in. I don't care if you eat afterwards, but you are already doing it differently when you delay it,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
It's not like, because I bet it used to be the food was in your mouth before you even knew it,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And the fact that you can dance around, the fact that you can go for a walk, the fact that you can meditate in between is huge. And you have to see that as a huge win. You have to see that as, okay, I am not just out of control here. The food is not just hopping into my mouth.
Okay.
I'm able to take these pauses. And yes, I eat afterwards, but I bet you anything, you're probably eating less sometimes. You're
Yes.
probably able to stop
I
yourself because
stop
it's
sooner,
not
yes.
this, you stop sooner because it's
Yeah.
not this just super fast thing because you have been able to take that pause.
Right.
And so that's number one is meeting yourself where you are and saying, okay, I am already doing it differently, which means, and go me, which means I can start doing something else differently, like maybe eating a little bit less, maybe not eating at all sometimes. But even if I do, I still see it as a win that I'm doing something different already.
Okay.
Because if you're constantly just, well, I still ate, so I still suck. I'll never figure this out. There's no progress there, right?
I think
Nothing's
what
going to
really worries
change.
me the most about it is not so much that I'm doing this in the moment of high stress or whatever, but what bothers me is that part of the reason I yo-yo up and down like a lot of people do is that once I've lost a certain amount of weight, I'm not in that acute pain piece anymore. I'm not in that, oh God, I hate my body, I hate my life, I hate the sore knees. Once I get past that, I lose 25, 30 pounds and then I'm feeling okay. The acute pain is gone. And so I don't have the same motivation to keep eating the way I did to lose the 25 pounds. That's when the Cheetos start sliding back in because I'm feeling okay. So I'm really worried that unless I can get a grip on this, equating this like junky binges with like comfort, entertainment, relaxation, all these things, then I'm doomed to just like I can lose this weight, but then I'll just put it back on again because I'm white knuckling it until I can lose enough to feel better. And then doesn't matter because now I'm like, hey, I'm good. I lost my weight. Woohoo, give me that candy bar. Like it's I've done this several times in my life. And that's
Well,
something else I don't want.
another win with awareness, because you know your pattern. You know your pattern, and you know something has got to change when you get down to that 25 to 30 pounds, because you have a thought error, right? Where it's like, oh, I can just start eating again. And it's bringing in that logical part of your brain where it's like, wait a minute, I can't go back to this, or I'm going to gain again, and I'm going to be back in pain again. And so it's like you've got to kind of, again, see this as a win. Like, we always want to set the foundation of having these wins of, okay, I know my patterns. There's no mystery to solve here. There's no confusion, other than I can go back to eating what I was eating when I get out of this pain. No, I've got to maintain it now. And how
And I
do I
think
do that?
that scares me, frankly, because I
Why?
don't have any other way of like I think it's just that I'm scared of that I'm one bad phone call away from blowing everything. I feel great. I went swimming today and I'm right into fitness and I'm really determined person in most cases. Like I set my mind on something, I do it. Except the Cheeto haze comes over me and I feel like a complete other person, and
What
I
is
just
this?
think like, what is happening in my brain? I don't understand,
What do you think this phone call, like you said, this bad phone call,
Well, like,
what
I
is
mean,
it?
bad news, some stressful event, some random Tuesday, our life gets turned upside down, and I think I'm going to just head for the cupboard because that's what I do.
So
And
what do you think the answer is, instead of, heading for the cupboard, right? What do you
don't
think
know.
has to happen in that moment?
I don't honestly know. I think I'm scrambling for some kind of stress relief, some kind of comfort, some kind of feeling okay in my body. Like, at least when I eat a lot, I feel really full, and that feels really doesn't feel good exactly. I don't eat to excess to the point where I'm, throwing up or anything, but it does feel kind of good to be filled up. But
But
it
the
doesn't.
reality is, this is it. And this is for everybody here, y'all. We are okay in our body when we're feeling the stress. And that is what we have to practice doing. I know it feels scary. I know we think we can't handle it. But aren't you feeling it already? Yes. Whether it's stress, whether it's anxiety, whether it's sadness and grief, whether it's, overwhelm, we
Well,
are feeling those
it
things in our bodies already, and we can handle them.
does make me feel like a child again, because I feel like that's where my binging started. Was in an abusive household growing up, and I went to food for comfort. So when that comes over me, I feel like I'm 8 years old again.
Yeah, and
And
you
then
don't
I'm
feel safe,
just
right? You don't
looking
feel
for
safe.
something.
Yes,
So then
but
the
this
adult
is,
part of me can get my water in and all that kind of stuff. But the 8-year-old in me is just give me those Cheetos, And I
But the,
think
a bit,
I.
the, but there's that adult part of you that can parent you, right, and help you feel safe. At 8-year-old, she was doing the best she could to feel safe, and
Yeah, I
that's when
wasn't
she did
safe
that
as a
with
kid.
food.
And so it's really hard for me to know what that even feels like. To kind of
And
be
but
that parent for myself is really hard.
yes, it's how we talk to ourselves, right? It's okay. Here's me getting a hard phone call and feeling this stress, and I'm gonna be okay. Think about your child, right? Waking up with a nightmare or something
Yeah.
like that, right? How would we talk to them?
Yeah.
Y'all, we have to talk to ourselves in that way. I know it feels maybe weird. I know we think maybe we shouldn't
If it
have to do
works,
it.
I do anything if it works, you know?
Yes.
Like
Well,
that line in War Games, that movie from the 80s where the guy says I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it would help. You
okay.
know? I mean, like honestly, that's the way I feel about it. Like anything, I'll do anything, you know?
That's what it comes back to. It comes back to, and the some of the things that, I mean, you know, we've got our nervous system resource page on the
Right.
website,
Right.
and that can really give you some real specific, you know, ideas on building safety with your nervous system, because that's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
But it is really just like I said, this parenting ourselves, talking to ourselves, and helping us feel safe. You know, a lot of times it sounds like you didn't have that growing up,
No.
right?
But I
And you
know
didn't
right
have
now
some.
I would not let my child eat like this. I would not allow them to have Cheetos for dinner, you know? Like
But
it just I just wouldn't do it.
it's okay that you're doing it, because you're just doing what you can do. You're doing what has worked in the past. And that's where I want you to just meet yourself and say, okay, I'm okay. Even if I had Cheetos for dinner, let's remind ourselves that we're safe, and let's see if we can do something a little bit different here. Okay. So this is, I want you, I'm glad this was recorded, because I want you to go back and listen to this session, maybe even a couple of times, and take some notes.
Okay.
Okay. And then also check out that nervous system resources
I
page.
will.
Okay. I'm so glad you raised your hand. But for
I
you, when you get into this flabbergasted, confused kind of place, right? It's like, I want you to tell, I know why. I know why I do this.
Okay.
I know why. Right. And it's okay. And I'm figuring this out.
I guess that's the piece I need is that I can say it's okay if I feel like I'm trying to figure it
And
out.
you're figuring it out. Okay. Well,
I can't live with it being okay if
okay.
it's just, oh, this is okay, you know, because it
Okay.
isn't.
Okay. Okay.
But if I can get to some point where I can say it's okay that I do this, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to figure it out.
Okay. Okay. If that works for you, that's what I want you to start saying.
Okay.
And then you open up your mind to how to figure it out. Right?
Right.
Like, what is one thing? And if nothing else, if it's just finding a win
Yeah.
from your last binge, that's how you figure it out. And you keep going from there. Okay.
Well, thank you
So
very
glad
much.
you
I
raised your hand.
appreciate
I think this helped a lot of people.
it.
And you take care. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Take Leanne down. And let's bring up Kim. See. Okay, Kim's coming up. And then I'll get to this question. Hello there. How are
Hey.
you? All
Good. I'm really, really, really nervous. So,
right.
okay. I've been listening to Corinne for a couple years now. I started out at like 225. I'm down to 180, and I've been at 180 for months.
Okay.
So it's not a stall. It's
It's
I'm
a
eating. Tell myself I'm eating like somebody that weighs 180.
okay. So you're just eating to maintain.
I don't want to maintain it this, so
Okay.
I need to be at least 40 pounds lighter.
Okay. All right.
And I couldn't figure out really what I was doing. I wasn't keeping track of stuff very well. I finally downloaded the habit tracker,
Yes.
and that really helped. I look awful. I just got off work. Realize that it's dinner and snack that I am often dinner. I'm often waiting till I'm hungry, but I'm eating past enough. Snack in the evening, I'm just eating it to eat it.
Yeah, you're not hungry usually. Just kind
And
of a
My job, since the first has changed, I have the best job in the world. I'm a hospice nurse and I travel throughout the state, go to different offices to help out with what's going on. But I'm at a hotel Monday through Friday every week with a very generous stipend to spend on food. And so I'm getting my money's worth, unfortunately.
Well, that's a question right there, right? Are you getting your money's worth? Because, and how are you defining money's worth? Because I don't know about you, but money's worth to me is I reach, I get the results I want from how, from the money I
And I'm
spend.
not.
And you're not. So maybe kind of redefining money's worth, maybe something to think about, number one. Because you're really just kind of not telling yourself the truth, right? About what your
No, I
money's
mean,
worth
I
is.
said that a little facetiously. I mean, I know that I shouldn't be, eating this, and I'm trying to eat better meals, quality meals when I go out. But then some nights I just order DoorDash in, and I'm like, well, this looks good, and this looks good, and this. So I'll just eat a little bit of this, and this, and this.
And then eat.
And then I eat more later. So.
So, but this is really good because you have kind of a specific, you're in a hotel. I mean, is that when you do kind of most of the overeating for dinner? And
Yeah,
so it's
and
really just kind of developing a protocol, it sounds like, or kind of just a plan for the week when you're in the hotel where, that you can set up to, to reduce your overeating at night.
I have good intentions. I mean, I drink plenty of water, I've got all that stuff here. But then I'll order like cheesecake or something with the meal that wasn't my plan.
And
And
you are doing a written plan most days?
kind of no.
Okay.
No.
That might help you too, right? Because I mean, is it a big mystery kind of where you're going to be and what your options are going to be for food, or do you
No,
would
I
you
know
be
for the
able to?
week where I'm going to be, I mean,
You would know. And so number one is that could be the best tool for you right now is to go ahead and decide, because a lot of times overeating is a re you know can happen when, when we're being spontaneous and like, oh, let's just decide at the last minute what we want. But when it's planned ahead of time, you're more mindful, but also you're planning, and I encourage everyone to write this down on your plan. You are planning to stop at enough. And you don't even have to know exactly what you're eating. But y'all, I don't know why everyone doesn't have stop at enough every single meal on your plan. I mean,
I have
I
it on my habit
really,
tracker, but
yeah, but I mean, I want to remind myself of that every single time I eat. And if that's written down on the plan, then, it's just another good reminder. But for you, so it's, getting specific about what you're going to eat, but also, if you're getting takeout or going, you're going to probably have food left over. And it's really also, and this can also be on your written plan, what am I doing with the rest of the food after I've stopped at enough?
Not putting it in the mini fridge.
Right. I mean, what's your plan for that?
That's kind of what kills me.
Yeah. I mean, we got to kind of get down, kind of boil this down to what's really the problem here. Because, I mean, you actually have, we could see it as an easier situation, because if you just get that food out of your room, it's gone. Right? Most people are in a house with a kitchen full of food. But if
So
you're
that's why I thought it
not,
would be so much easier.
well, nope.
Also thought I was going to work out every morning down in the gym, so that hasn't happened.
So it's just like, okay, what's your plan for that food? Are you saving it until tomorrow, or do we just need to get it out of the room, throw it away, and you've set yourself up for success, right? And made it easier for you.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone. It's done its job, right? You've gotten your money's worth
Yeah, I
from
think
this
that might
food.
be a big thing is throwing it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
Yeah.
yeah, that
And
could
then
be real. And I
also, I
know, like,
think for you, go ahead.
no, I was gonna say, I know sometimes, you know, I love being alone. You know, I'm married, I got all that, but I do love my alone time, but there are times when I'm lonely and there's been different issues going on with stress. So, I mean, and I try to, you know, figure, okay, you know, you're just lonely right now, you know, do something else. But,
That's actually what I was just when I interrupted you. I was just
oh.
about to say, yeah. And like, what are we gonna do in this hotel room if we're done
Yeah.
eating? Right? What is
Yeah.
left when we're done eating? And that's a question for so many people, alongside you, right? That's a question all of us need to ask ourselves. What is left in our life when we're done eating, when we know we're at enough? For a lot of people, there's not much left. So we got to start filling that time with something else.
Okay.
And I mean, and a lot of times it is just letting ourselves be okay with watching TV or scrolling on our phone or being or playing games on our phone or something like that. There's absolutely nothing, there's no rules around how you spend your time, but we gotta kind of figure that out too. Because if we don't decide that, yeah, food is right there waiting for us.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, darn DoorDash, you know, they'll bring you
Yes.
anything you want.
Right. So darn convenient, but it's really not
Yeah.
convenient, you know,
No, it's.
because it's not what you need. You've had enough.
I don't
So.
drink anymore. Food is my thing now. You know, I mean, I was, you know, did every other addiction known to man. So, you know, now I just have been filling with food, and
Yeah.
that's unfortunately you can't just stop at 100%. And
No, but you can, this is something I kind of think about because I coach a lot of people and they're like, well, I quit smoking or quit drinking. And it's like, that's easier because you just don't do it anymore. But we can also decide not to overeat anymore. Now, every once in a while, we might just accidentally, eat a couple of bites past enough. But we can see it almost as black and white as not drinking anymore, not smoking anymore. I don't overeat anymore because most of the time we know when we're overeating and we know when we're stopping at enough, right?
Yeah.
And so it really can be that way. And if you set some, just like when you stop drinking, right? You didn't have a lot of alcohol in the house or something like that. This is no different than, okay, when I'm done eating, I walk down the hall and I throw that food away. I'm done.
Yeah, that's
Right?
gonna have to be what I do,
Yeah.
'cause
And
not
you're
take it home
doing
for the rest
that,
of me.
to care for yourself, right? You're doing that to with your best self in mind, right?
Yeah.
And that food has done its job, right? It has fueled you appropriately. Do you have any kind of thoughts about throwing the food away?
I'm better at it than I used to be. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in a house where what I ate was very, very controlled. You know, you're allowed one piece of bread at dinner. You know, this, I was not allowed to ever go in the cupboard and like make myself a sandwich or anything. I mean, don't touch it. And then, you know, the first many years of our marriage, we were very poor. And I said, I tell people, I'm surprised my kids still like beans and rice because, you know, we lived on it. So it's been different to be able to afford to waste stuff.
But it's really, we call it wasting, but is it really wasting?
Better there than on my ass.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
And it sounds like your work is providing that for you, right? Because you're working. And
Yeah.
this is another thing I like to think of, like, does my company that I work for, want me over here, like, overeating a bunch of food,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do that to, I don't say that to shame you, right? But it's
No, I
just
get
like,
it.
they
Yeah.
probably want me to be like good and fueled, but then they probably want me to kind of take a break and relax and get some good
Yeah.
rest so I can get up and do my job. And you are doing, amazing work, right? And
Yeah.
helping so many people. And so, yeah, so they actually would want you to throw away the food that your body doesn't need.
And that's one of my big whys is one, I want to look better, pictures and everything. But I deal with so many very sick people on things that could have been avoided, and so much of it due to obesity and diet. And like I've told my husband, because he's trying to lose weight too, is I'm 61. I don't want to be, unfortunately, I'm getting old. I don't want to be old and sickly. So I want to enjoy my older years. I don't want to be somebody a nurse has to come to their house and see.
But this is where I was talking to a private client about this earlier today about, we have these amazing whys, right? We have these really kind of big picture whys of who, we want to be healthy and we want to, but in the moment of walking down that hallway and throwing away that food, it still might feel hard, right? Or it's not our wise job to make that easy in the moment, right? But the good news is that you have these very strong whys, and you want to keep reminding yourself of that. But in the moment, it still might feel hard, and that's normal. But you know why you're letting it feel hard, right? You know why you're willing to for this to feel hard to do it anyway. So I think for you, you've just got kind of you want to kind of develop like a little protocol, right, for your hotel nights and
That'll
write
be,
that down specifically on your plan, right? And again,
yeah.
more than just what you're eating, but like how you're eating, right? In terms of I eat to enough and then I go throw the rest away. And then here are my options for other things to do, tonight or something, if you want to. I mean, write down as much as
Yeah, I
you
didn't
can.
realize how bad I was like hating wasting the food, I guess, because I would bring like the leftover, I eat till enough at dinner at the restaurant and then bring it home. So,
And that's the other thing is your protocol can be just, I don't bring home leftovers.
yeah.
I just don't bring, like, you just, I mean, if you don't need a fridge in your hotel room, I mean, you could even request a room without a fridge or something,
Oh,
but you could
I
just,
need my cold water all
okay, you need your cup, but it's
the
like, no, I don't put any food in this fridge.
Yeah.
No food goes, only my water goes in. It's these rules that we can, we're always kind of looking for rules. Let's have these be our rules, right?
That
No
would be
food in
good.
my fridge, right? Because it's, I don't need it,
And I just
right?
realized as I'm thinking about that, I guess I do kind of have this, but what if I get hungry at night? So I guess then I just, well, I'm not going to starve before morning.
Do
So
you get hungry at night after you stop and rest at
sometimes,
dinner?
because I'm not a breakfast person, I don't like to eat in the morning and I don't really like breakfast food. And so I'm working on trying to eat something around like noon, 1 o'clock, but I'm going place to place and seeing people. And so a lot of times I might not get to eat till like 3 or 4 then.
Well,
So
and that is really only going to, I mean, so your nighttime eating makes sense because you are not fueling yourself enough earlier in the day.
yeah. So maybe if I just have something a little healthy and
I mean,
check.
and so if you do get hungry in the evening, I mean, again, that could just be part of your protocol where, like, I have some, I have kind of a boring snack. I have some nuts or I have something like that.
Yeah.
But probably, the leftovers
aren't a good idea.
probably are not the best idea. But I also encourage you, our nighttime eating course talks a lot about how a lot of nighttime eating happens because we are not fueling ourselves earlier in the day. And I know you don't like to eat something in the morning, but do you need something? It maybe even just a little something in the morning to kind of get you going. But also, if it really ends up that you're not eating for the first time until 3 or 4 in the afternoon, that is
That's
really
not
setting
good.
you up. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. So you've got some good awareness, another awareness win. All right.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you.
all
It's
right. I
really
think we've got you going on a kind of a good protocol, a good plan, and then get back to that written plan.
I
Okay.
will. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
All right.
much.
So
All
glad
right.
you raised your hand. You did great.
Thanks.
All
All
right. See ya.
right.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's do this question. She said, not a binging question, but a habit question. This is Sandy. Every day after lunch, I grab 3 to 4 bite-sized candy bars. They are right in front of my cubicle, and there's not the option to move them. I only do this at work, so I know it's a habit. How do I stop the habit? So, what I suggest, I mean, it's actually good news that it's just a habit, right? It doesn't sound like you're kind of emotional eating in terms of like, I'm so stressed out that I got to have these 3 to 4 candy bars. But it's just like I see them and I want them and I have them. So what I suggest you do is number one, start tracking on days when you don't have the candy bars. It's like you really want to kind of build a new habit. We want to, y'all, I love to talk about kind of the power of tracking because there are so many good benefits to tracking. They, of course, you get to see the data and you get to celebrate, the data in terms of like, oh my gosh, I didn't have my candy bars 4 out of 5 days this week or something like that. But the act of tracking actually helps to change your behavior. And so if you're not tracking days when you don't have the candy bars, Sandy, that's what I want you to start doing. You do track. Okay. So are you, and she's talking to me in the Q&A, by the way, y'all. If it goes in my mouth, it goes in my book. Okay. So you are tracking already. Okay. So when are there days that you don't have the candy bars? And are you really, really celebrating those days? That's I want to ask you about that and really making those a big deal. The other idea I have for you is accountability. Is, if you have an accountability partner, if you want to just get on the Facebook page and like, because here's the thing, y'all, when we're telling somebody else that we're going to do something or not do something, we're more likely to do it. Okay. So it's, just like having someone to say, okay, I didn't have my candy bars today. You could also keep a, like a little sticky note or something on your desk to remind you, since you can't actually like remove the visual from your, I mean, you say you can't. Have you asked? That's another option is, have you made a request of someone to possibly move the candy? Okay. So, okay, she says if I'm busy, I don't. Well, she doesn't have the candy bars. Stay busy. That's another thing. And then if you have the three amazing ladies, you need to get them on board with you. And you need to say, hey, ladies, this is my thing I'm working on. No more candy bars at work. So I'm coming back here every day and I'm reporting to you all whether I had the candy bars or not. Y'all, external accountability is magic sometimes. We're just more likely to be accountable to someone else other than ourselves, but it's really ultimately being accountable to ourselves. So that's what I got for you, Sandy. But like I said, the good news is it's just a habit, right? So we've just got to get you into a new habit of not having the candy bars and then just keep practicing that. But it's not like you have an emotional attachment to it. Okay. So that's the good news. So it's just like all you need is a couple of days of not having them and really, really celebrating the heck out of that with your accountability group. And then you're on your way. You're on your way. So just keep practicing that. Okay. All right. Let me tell you all about wins real quick, and then we'll probably get out of here. And I'm just checking y'all in the chat and seeing what y'all are talking about. Is it Molly was asking about an accountability group? So if anybody's interested in that. Oh, and I never changed my name. Mary, I'm Coach Betsy. Let me change my name real quick here with 15 minutes left on the in the call. Because I know we've got new members here. Y'all, I just get excited and I get going. But I am Coach Betsy, and I'll just kind of start off. I really wanted to get as much coaching done as I could, which is why we started with that. But many of you all may not know my story and kind of my history with No BS. I like to say I've known Corinne for a long time, actually almost 20 years. I found her on a Weight Watchers message board back in 2006, 2007, something like that. So it's crazy to think that I've known her that long. And this was before she had kind of a real business. And she was just trying to help people, mainly with exercise and things like that. And so, and I actually got to meet her in person very early on after I met her. She came to Arkansas to do the Little Rock Marathon. And so I got to meet her. And I just like to say, kind of, I knew she was something special from the beginning. I knew there was something about her and this community that she was forming. And I just kind of stayed around. I like to say, this was in the early days, I paid her $5.99 a month to help me with mainly kind of exercise routines and things like that, but also a little bit on the eating side. And I didn't lose a pound for months and months and months, but it's like it was kind of more trouble to cancel than it was to just stay around. And I just believe there was a reason I stayed around because I did eventually lose weight, but I've actually lost weight twice with no BS. And so regains happen. I like to be an example of how regains can happen when kind of big life events can happen. I went through a big breakup back in 2013 and gained most of the weight back. But I lost it for the last time in 2015, about 10 years ago. And here I am. I've had some ups and downs. I've had some, life keeps happening. But I just keep coming back to what I know works. And so I think that's just a good reminder that even when you lose your weight and, it's not this, I mean, some people kind of just, keep it off forever. And, but for me, my experience has been that, some life events have happened and I've had some gains. Not huge gains, but I've been able to kind of practice this compassion, which is why one of the wins is compassion. I've been able to have some compassion and some understanding with myself, like I was talking about with Leanne, it's Leanne, right? Which has been the key to help me kind of get back and get that weight off again and just keep on moving forward. Okay. So yeah, I lost my weight for the last time in 2015 and have pretty much kept it off. But again, life happens, a few little gains here and there, ups and downs, and that's normal. And specifically with binging, I have kind of binged off and on throughout my journey, and I still binge every once in a while when things feel hard and I just don't really feel like there's anything else that can help me in the moment, just like kind of what I was talking about with Leanne. And I know that there are other things that can help me, but in that moment, nothing else feels accessible. And so it's okay. My binges look a lot different than they used to. It's a lot less food. It's a lot kind of shorter experience, but it is using food to kind of cope with life. And I'm okay that I do that every once in a while. I'm just okay with that. And that's the key, is that I'm okay with it. Because if I make it a huge deal, if I make it mean that I'm backsliding and I'll never figure this out and I'm so broken, then that's not going to get me anywhere I want to be. Okay. So that's kind of where I am. So so that's kind of my story. But if anybody has any of the other any other questions, I'm pretty much an open book. Pretty much. So but let me tell you all about wins and the power of celebrating your wins. Okay. So I came up with, and this is one of the lessons in the binge course, is the power of celebrating your wins. And I actually pulled up the lesson because I actually wanted to just read a little bit of this to you all. So I'm just going to read a little bit of this, and then we're going to talk about the three different types of wins that I came up with that we really want to see as wins, because then we start to train our brain to find more and more. Okay. Because a lot of times we really only reserve wins for when we take a different action. Okay. And I knew this about you all and about me. And I said, okay, we've got to start kind of expanding our definition of wins, right? And so that's when I came up with compassion and awareness wins too. And you've heard some examples all throughout this call of different wins other than just not binging or eating less or, not pausing or whatever it is, right? Or pausing. It's okay, maybe we did exactly the same thing, but we just had a little bit more compassion for ourselves. Or maybe we did the exact same action, but we got aware of a specific pattern, right? I think I was talking to Leanne about or no, maybe it was another client that I was, y'all, I've talked to a lot of people today. But someone was telling me, like they go along and kind of for a couple of weeks and they're doing great and they're planning and they're losing some weight. And then in the third week, like they start kind of, here come some of the urges and the overeats and so that's how they kind of keep playing around with the same few pounds, right? Well, the awareness of that pattern is a huge win, right? So, okay. Let me just read this real quick. I want to talk to you about something that most people skip right over, but it's actually one of the biggest things that will help you change your binge eating, and that's learning how to see your wins no matter what. And I mean that, no matter what. Because if I had to guess, when you binge, you're not exactly sitting there thinking about what went well. Please give me like a heart and a thumbs up. Is anybody, where does your mind immediately go, right, when you binge? It probably it, doesn't immediately go to, oh, well, what went well in this situation? No, it probably dives, head first into some dirty diaper thinking. But what we can do is keep practicing. Okay, let me stick my head up out of the dirty diaper. I think I was telling somebody this earlier today. Let's stick our head up out of that dirty diaper and say, all right, but where can I find a win here? Okay. You're probably scanning for everything you did wrong, what you should have done better, what you need to fix. And here's the problem with that. When you only look for what's wrong, you train your brain to believe nothing is working. So even when you're doing things differently, even when you're making progress, you don't see it. And if you can't see progress, it's really hard to keep going. That is why wins are so important. They help you keep going. Diving into that dirty diaper and not, raising your head to find some wins, that's what leads you to stop and to quit and to stay stuck. So it can feel kind of weird to find wins in a binge because we are just thinking, oh, we shouldn't have been doing it, or it's so bad, or whatever. And that's going to be there too. But y'all, we got to do something different because what we've been doing hadn't working, right? The beat downs every time we binge, we think that's going to change our behavior. Nope. It hadn't worked. So we got to try something different. Let's find some wins. So I want to give y'all a few examples of different kinds of wins, and then I got to get out of here. Okay. So awareness wins. I've already talked about kind of recognizing patterns, right? I heard my urge voice and the excuses I made to binge. So this is awareness wins. An example. I asked myself, I wonder why I binged today, and took some guesses at why. I heard that scared voice inside of me that was looking for reassurance. So I heard like a voice inside. That's an awareness win. I was aware of how my body felt before, during, or after a binge. So those are some examples of awareness wins. Okay, let's see. Compassion wins. Here we go. Examples of compassion wins. I realize that I'm making progress and that I've come so far. I talk about my binging to myself or others. Maybe you journal on it. Maybe you talk to your accountability partner. Maybe you talk to your spouse. Maybe you raise your hand for coaching. It's a huge compassion win. You don't have you've got to have compassion for yourself to reach out for help. Maybe you reach out and ask coaches. I reassured my scared voice by talking to her or writing a letter to her. I tried to find a win today. That is a compassion win, just trying to find a win. And y'all always say, if y'all can't find a win in your binge, please reach out to me. Reach out in the binge Facebook group, reach out and ask coaches and, tag it with my name, just put my name somewhere in it. I will find a win every day of the week and twice on Sunday, as Corinne likes to say. Okay. And then the last one is the action wins that we kind of traditionally think about wins. I ate differently than I have in the past. I ate less than I have in the past. I left some bites behind. I stopped eating at some point. The funny thing is that we always stop eating, y'all. We always stop eating at some point. I reached out for help. That's an action win. I talked about my binging. There's definitely some overlap here. You did, maybe you went into the why did I eat check-in on the website. Maybe you did a discovery worksheet. We're also going to have a resource inside the binge course that's going to help you. So maybe that's a win for an action. You journaled about your binging, reaching out and ask coaches, right? Those are action wins too. But all of these are wins, and a lot of times they don't involve doing eating anything differently, right? So it's, we just got to see wins wherever we can. And even just starting to look for them and starting to take some guesses, it gets the wheels turning, right? And we want to start directing our brain to find these wins. All right. So that's what I got for you today. I've got to run. I've got a couple of more private client calls. By the way, I have a few openings in private coaching. So if you all ever have had an interest in private coaching and you'd like to work more one-on-one with a coach, I'd love to work with you specifically on binging or anything else. I'm definitely the binge coach here in No BS, but I coach on anything and everything. Okay. So if you're interested in that, just reach out to MJ at support@pnptribe.com and or use the little blue circle question mark on the website and reach out. Okay. Because we're here for you. We'd love to work with you, but we also see you and ask coaches in the binge Facebook group. And it's been another fun call. All right. Everybody take care, and we'll definitely keep you posted on when the binge course is going to be coming out. And everybody have a great rest of your evening. Okay, Take care. See ya. All right. Bye-bye.